Seeing something that you weren't supposed to see can sometimes lead to an awkward situation. Mm. Like, for example, the way we stand in studio, you guys can't see what my left hand is doing right now. And if you could,
I literally can't.
It would be very awkward. Trust me, I'm glad you can't see exactly what's going on.
I just thought it was something we didn't talk about.
A guy named Eddie, who's on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today, saw something that he shouldn't have seen, and now he's in an awkward predicament. What's up, Eddie? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Ooh, pretty good.
Such a good lead up. I'm so curious to what you saw.
I hope it's not Jubal's left hand.
No, not Jubal's left hand.
Okay. I can send you a pic if you want, Eddie.
No.
I don't mind you knowing. I just don't want anybody in here knowing.
I don't think I want that.
Okay.
You don't.
All right. So why don't you tell everybody what you saw and what you need our help with?
So I was out with my best friend for his 30th birthday.
Cool.
Cool.
A little dirty 30.
Yeah, it was fun. We just like drank and went to all of our favorite spots and went dancing. It was a blast.
Just a boys' night dancing.
I was gonna say. Yeah.
Bros dancing night. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. I love it.
We had a ton of drink and we're both like pretty hammered. And so he is like, hey, you can come crash at my place if you want.
Okay.
And the next morning he gets up first, is going to make him coffee, and I get up a little while later, and I kind of like adjust to my surroundings and start to get ready.
Remember where you are.
Yeah, exactly. And then as I walk out of the guest room, I like am almost face to face with his wife, who is completely undressed.
Oh,
on purpose?
Oh, totally an accident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she scream?
Yes, she literally screamed.
Yeah.
I turned around immediately, did like a quick 180, and I ran back into the bedroom. Yeah. She ran away.
Totally. Oh my God.
And so I felt horrible. Like, and I didn't know what to do. So I just walked downstairs and I told my friend what happened, and he.
Did you high five him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nice, bro.
Yeah.
I see what you're working with.
Yeah, good job, dude.
Oh my God, you guys are so
happy
gross.
30th. I'm out. Okay, anyway, so you talked to your friend, and I guess you were probably like, oh man, I'm sorry about that, or how'd that conversation go?
Yeah, I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I know what happened. I didn't mean for that to happen.
Right. It was an honest mistake.
And you told him right away. Yeah. That's good.
And I'm sure he was just too drunk and never actually let her know that you were staying the night.
Exactly. But he, you know, he just kind of looked stunned and he was like, okay, no big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And then I left and I even texted him later and apologized again just to make sure. And he's like, no worries, no big deal.
Yeah, you seem like you're almost too uncomfortable with naked people now.
Well, you know, I mean, it's my best friend's wife. I don't know. And she, like, freaked out.
Yeah.
You know, she'd been like, oh, sorry. And, you know, just, like, walked away. That would have been, you know, I wouldn't have felt bad. But she, like, screamed.
Right. So she seemed really disturbed by the whole thing.
Yeah.
So what's the big problem, though?
Well, since then, this was a few months ago, it just, like, hasn't been the same. Like, I've tried to get together with him, but he only sends, like, one word replies, and I feel like he's avoiding me, and like I have not seen her.
Other than in your mind, right? Other than what you got, that picture that you snapped in your head when you saw her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But like I like text him for his birthday and for Christmas, and even then, like basically radio silence.
So this is like one of your best buddies. You accidentally see his wife naked, and now you think that's why he's not talking to you?
Weird.
Yes.
Well, you told him. It's not like you hid it. Like,
he didn't seem upset at all when you told him what you saw?
I mean, he seemed shocked, but he wasn't upset, I don't think.
Is he the kind of dude, like, you know him, is he the kind of dude that would play it off like it's cool and then be pissed about it for some reason?
I mean, if it was, like, another guy, like, hitting on his wife, but my friend is, like, totally understanding about this kind of stuff, usually, and is, like, super cool. So now that makes me think that maybe it's his wife who is, like, not comfortable with the situation and is basically, like, forcing him to not talk to me.
Were you and his wife close at all, or friends?
I mean, not really. Like, we're totally friendly, but we weren't, like, adversaries, but nor were we, like, best friends.
I don't understand what there would be to be mad about.
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong, so I just totally don't understand.
Okay, so do you want to call him and ask him what the problem is then?
Well, I feel like I need to call his wife and set the record straight.
So you're going to call her and ask why he's not talking to you?
Yeah, and basically be like, hey, like, just to reiterate, like, total accident, not intentional in any way. And, like, should I lie and say that, like, I don't remember? I mean, like, I remember what happened. But, like, should I be like, I don't even remember what I saw?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you should say, like, yeah, I mean, I remember what happened, but now things are awkward and I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah, just be honest. You have nothing to hide. You did nothing wrong.
Exactly.
It feels like you did something wrong if you start lying.
Yeah. I just really want my best friend back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just excited for her to answer the phone and it'd be your voice. After you haven't really talked to her husband at all, it's like, hey.
Leave me alone.
It's Eddie.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Great.
All right. Hang on.